From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he'll be meeting with Russian officials, including President Vladimir Putin, on the way forward in ending the Syrian conflict. His remarks in Washington come amid a cessation of hostilities and the commencement of peace talks in Geneva. They also follow Moscow's decision to withdraw its forces from Syria partially, following a five-and-a-half-month air campaign that bolstered ally President Bashar al-Assad.
I will be traveling next week to Moscow to meet with President Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in order to discuss how we can effectively move the political process forward and try to take advantage of this moment. We know that despite the progress that we've made, despite the reductions in violence and the increases in humanitarian assistance and relief, lasting peace will be impossible without a genuine political transition.
News of Mr. Kerry's Moscow trip came as Syrian peace talks continued for a second day in Geneva and the first Russian military personnel and aircraft returned to cheering crowds from Syria. France Tuesday vowed to step up its anti-terrorist cooperation in Africa in the wake of Sunday's Al-Qaeda attack on an Ivory Coast beach resort that killed 18, including four French citizens. The French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault and the Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve arrived in Abidjan, the Ivorian commercial capital. Mr. Cazeneuve praised Ivorian security forces for their quick response to Sunday's attack, the result, he says, of ongoing cooperation. He also announced France is strengthening its security and cooperation with Ivory Coast by stationing elite forces in Mali to intervene in cases of emergency, provide training and assistance. This is VOA News.